A placebo is more than just a sugar pill. Sometimes it can change the brain. NPR's John Hamilton reports on a team of scientists who are hoping to harness the placebo effect to treat people with Parkinson's disease.
The team's inspiration comes from people like Paul, who asked to go by his first name to keep his medical history private. Paul has been living with Parkinson's for more than a decade, so usually it takes him a while to do things like get out of a chair. But something remarkable happened one day when Paul and his wife Rose were watching over some of their young grandchildren.
One grandson was running towards the steps to go downstairs.
Out of the corner of my eye, I could see this little figure moving.
Paul jumped up from the chair and ran to my grandson.
Not thinking about how to get up, just get up and go.
I mean, he just got up like there was nothing and ran to pick up Max. He goes, Max, come here. He picks up Max.
Paul and Rose were stunned and puzzled. Then Rose remembered an article she'd read. It described how a version of the placebo effect allows some people with Parkinson's to move the way they used to for a short time. The article mentioned a neurobiology professor at the University of Pittsburgh named Peter Strick. So Rose sent him an email about what her husband had done.
I was really excited to receive her message because it was a description of just what we're studying.
Strick and a large team of scientists are trying to explain something called paradoxical kinesia. It's a form of the placebo effect in that it depends on the brain, not a medication. But in this case, the placebo isn't a sugar pill. It's a situation that provokes stress or a strong emotion. For Paul, it was the fear that his grandchild would fall down the steps. Strick says the placebo effect deserves more respect.
I love it when people say it's all in your head because your brain is in your head. There are real biological underpinnings to these kinds of things.
So Strick has put together a large team to figure out how paradoxical kinesia works in the brain. It includes several labs at the University of Pittsburgh and one in California. Funding comes from a $12 million grant from the Aligning Science Across Parkinson's Initiative. Strick says Parkinson's gradually damages a brain circuit that's involved in voluntary movement.
Our hypothesis is that there's another circuit that's intact and that this circuit isn't affected in Parkinson's disease.
And Strick believes this other circuit can be switched on by emotions, including joy.
It's engaged by our sense of reward, by the joy of doing something.
Even something like riding a bike. Strick is fascinated by a video made by Dutch neurologists back in 2010. It begins with a man who has severe Parkinson's, struggling to walk down a hospital corridor. He's hunched over, shuffling his feet, his hands are trembling. Then it shows the same man, minutes later, effortlessly riding a bike around the hospital parking lot. William Stauffer, whose lab studies rewards and emotions in the brain, says pretty much everybody involved in the placebo project has seen this video.
What I find really incredible is he's riding the bike, and he comes back, and he hops off the bike, and he freezes. Right? It's immediate. That's weird.
The bike apparently acted as a placebo, a conduit to joy. To Stauffer, the video is more evidence that people with Parkinson's still have an intact movement circuit in the brain.
If you can somehow isolate the pathway that enables that and turn it on, maybe you offer a new pathway to treatment.
Parkinson's attacks brain cells that make dopamine, a chemical messenger associated with both movement and pleasure. Drugs and deep brain stimulation can reduce the symptoms, but they also have side effects and can become less effective over time. So scientists have been testing other options in monkeys, whose brains control movement pretty much the way human brains do. Rob Turner's lab has done some of these monkey studies. He says the research is possible because of something tragic that happened in Northern California in the 1980s. Turner says people who used heroin began showing up at hospitals with symptoms that looked exactly like Parkinson's.
One of the local neurologists, Bill Langston, did the detective work, and he discovered that someone had botched a batch of synthetic opioids and made a neurotoxin instead.
A neurotoxin that affects the same brain cells involved in Parkinson's disease. Turner says that discovery helped scientists understand how the disease damages a human brain.
The other thing about it is that it gave us the ability to produce a monkey model of Parkinson's, remarkably similar to what we see in humans.
Turner's lab plans to use this monkey model to study how emotions like joy can temporarily restore movement. One challenge, though, will be bringing enough joy to a monkey to induce the placebo effect. Turner has some ideas. He says the prospect of getting even a small fruit juice reward makes a monkey pretty happy. So how about the prospect of a really special treat, like a tropic smoothie?
Not just the normal small size drop of smoothie, but the monkey's going to get the yes, right, this worked. Get that kind of reward.
With luck, the placebo effect will cause the monkey's brain to switch on the circuit allowing normal movement. That, in turn, should release a burst of dopamine, the chemical messenger that's usually lacking in Parkinson's. And because this is occurring in a monkey, in the lab, scientists should be able to see the placebo effect happen. Helen Schwert, who runs a bioengineering lab, plans to implant up to 100 tiny sensors in the brain of each animal long before they develop symptoms of Parkinson's. Schwert says those sensors will monitor levels of dopamine as the disease progresses.
This is the first time that we can actually look at these signals, these dopamine signals, which we know are so degraded in this disease, right? And see what happens over the course of months and even over a year.
If a tropic smoothie can flip the switch and restore dopamine signals in monkeys, scientists might have a new approach to treating Parkinson's in a human brain. Their hope is that by manipulating the right group of brain cells, they can switch on the movement circuit and keep it on. Andrea Boston is managing the placebo project. She says the team's funding gives them just 3 years to produce the key results.
Can we do that in 3 years? I hope.
In the meantime, doctors and patients are looking at other ways to harness the placebo effect in Parkinson's. Dancing seems to help some patients move more easily. Singing seems to help others speak. And Paul, the Parkinson's patient who sprang out of a chair to save his grandchild, has embraced another type of therapy.
One, two, one, two, three.
Paul has become a regular at the Fit for Boxing Club, a gym in a suburb of Pittsburgh. The club offers special classes for Parkinson's patients. On this day, Paul is throwing punches at a pair of mitts held by the gym's owner, Rich Mashinsky.
It's not a cure, but it makes him better for a short period of time. And, you know, the fighters will tell you how it makes them feel. And we can tell how much better they're doing.
Mashinsky says a boxing workout not only improves balance and coordination, it gives patients a chance to meet other people living with Parkinson's. Paul, for one, is a believer. He's even put a punching bag in his basement so he can work out between classes.
It does help tremendously with movement. You're able to move much quicker, like a cat, so to speak.
Presumably, a cat experiencing something like joy. John Hamilton, NPR News.